Hello, everyone. Attorney Peter Daigle is here with us once again, and we're talking about bankruptcy matters. And last month, we had the opportunity to talk about a scenario dealing with elderly people that he commonly comes in contact with as an issue when it comes to bankruptcy, how they deal with that. Today, we're going to talk about a different topic in bankruptcy and how he helps his clients get through that. So welcome back to This Needs to Be Said. Peter, how are you?
Great, Catherine. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me on the show.
Awesome. Thank you for being here. So what's our topic for today?
Well, we're sort of going through some common scenarios of folks that come to visit us, things that have occurrences in their life that cause them to file bankruptcy. And the last time we spoke about elderly folks in which they've as a result of them not, you know, being able to work as much any longer or losing a spouse, having to visit us for bankruptcy. The second group of folks that come to us frequently are people are getting divorced. What generally happens is when you've got, two parents working, kids, they're living, thin as it is. And then all of a sudden there's a divorce, and now one of the spouses has to move out, gets their own housing. They've got to pay child support, and then they've also have them have a home for the children when they do visit. So it puts a considerable strain on finances that may already have been strained prior to the divorce even. So a lot of times they come to us and that there's just not enough coming in to meet their obligations to their former spouse and children and live a new life and pay those credit cards or taxes or student loans or whatever else they've got, they accumulated from the marriage. So they're a lot of times a pretty good candidate for bankruptcy.
So someone's going through the divorce, and we've asked these questions when we did our Q&As before,
right.
how does a divorce, I don't know if we've actually asked that question, but we've asked, like, does my spouse have to file bankruptcy with me when I file? So in this event, we're going through a divorce. Have you gotten people, I'm just curious at this point, have you gotten people that were going through the divorce together and then they were getting a divorce almost simultaneously?
That's a good question. So what happens a lot of times is we get a lot of referrals from divorce attorneys who size up the family finances and say, this just isn't going to be a successful divorce because you're both, carrying so much debt here. So a lot of times we do the bankruptcy prior to the divorce being final, that they both come to us, husband and wife, even though they're separated, and we file it as a joint petition. And then so then when they, do the separation agreement and the final divorce agreement, there's no debt to carve up. The debt's been discharged prior to that. The second time they would come to us is after the divorce is final, and they realize that they can't make ends meet. And, no matter how hard they work, they can't meet all those obligations that I just talked about a minute ago. So they would come to us again. And also, bankruptcy does allow you to discharge certain obligations that you owe your former spouse. So it also relieves obligations if there's a property settlement. For instance, if one spouse has to sell a house and give the other spouse some money, bankruptcy can discharge that obligation. It doesn't discharge maintenance support, but does discharge property obligations. So it has a number of benefits for both folks that are actually going through it and have, and on the other side of the divorce also.
Okay, well, and I think that could get kind of sticky because we're already going through a bankruptcy and now we're splitting up. So them coming to you is definitely, we've learned through many conversations with you, them coming to you is going to help them. But this just sounds like, adding injury to insult. I'm going through a divorce, and now I can't afford to maintain myself without this person financially. So it just piles up. Do you deal with a lot of people, like, breaking down, crying in your office? Because I would imagine
all the time. We have boxes of tissues everywhere, yep. It happens all the time.
Because
it's just overwhelming.
It is.
A lot of folks that come to us anyway have got other they've got a myriad of problems. Marital problems, financial problems. Unfortunately, sometimes it's alcohol or, other substance abuse that they've got. Health problems are another one. They're not able to work as much as they're able, used to be able to.
Wow. Wow. So in situations like that, I know you've talked a little bit about it, but I want to be a little more direct with it. In situations like that, it seems hopeless. So is this a Chapter 7 situation or a Chapter 13 situation?
Well, most of the time it's Chapter 7 because they're just looking to shed debt. But other times, if one of the spouses who's left with the marital home and the kids and aren't able to keep up with the mortgage payments they got behind, then Chapter 13 would allow them to play catch up on some of those old payments. So I know about most important, usually both the spouse or the children and the ex, the children have a place to live. So sometimes Chapter 13 can be used to save the family home.
Okay.
Especially if there's liens on it or they're behind in the mortgage.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine it. I've never been married, so I've never been divorced, but I've not had to deal with these things, but I could imagine that this is tough for people. So once they go through these processes, how many of those people come back to you? Because you've talked to us about them being able to repair their credit, because this has to be damaging. You know, so much has happened in financial. Do they come back to you for the follow-up, or are these the kind of situations where you just help the person get some relief and they kind of go on from there?
Well, no, we give them a menu of options of things that we can do, that being eliminate the debt and rebuilding the credit. So we counsel them when they first come in. So if they're looking for us to follow them along post-bankruptcy, and assist them in rebuilding their credit, that's something that we do. Or they can hire us afterwards. But, it's made available to them immediately.
Wow, good. Well, there is hope. And you also have a book that you share with us each time that you're on the show that people can pick up a copy of. And I want you to talk about that book and also tell people how they can call you. Because this right here, like, I wouldn't even ask anybody to call in and ask a question because I don't know if I would be, like, my chest is hurting. I'm so serious here. My chest is hurting thinking about this because you put your stuff together. I mean, this isn't like sharing a room with a sibling. You put your stuff together. You built a life, and somewhere it's saying the end before the death do us part.
Mm.
So how do people get in touch with you so they can ask their own questions of you off air? Ooh,
sure,
Catherine.
So my phone number, my telephone number is 508-771-7444, and they can also reach me through a web inquiry or order a book from my website, which is daigalelawoffice.com. So from daigalelawoffice.com, there's a live chat. There's also some questions can be emailed, or you can also order a copy of the book online.
Okay. Thank you. Peter, until next month, thank you so much for being a part of This
Needs
to Be Said.
Okay, Catherine. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.